January 15, 2009. A commercial airliner glides silently toward the Hudson River, both engines dead, 155 lives hanging in the balance. In the cockpit, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger has just 208 seconds to make decisions that will determine whether everyone lives or dies. This wasn't luck or divine intervention. It was the culmination of a lifetime dedicated to excellence, preparation, and unwavering responsibility. What appears miraculous to the world was, in reality, the natural outcome of decades spent mastering his craft. The miracle on the Hudson captivated our collective imagination not just because of the dramatic water landing, but because it reminded us what human beings are capable of when they dedicate themselves to doing things right every single time, even when no one is watching. At 16, Chesley Sullenberger took his first solo flight in Sherman, Texas, after just 7 hours of instruction from WW2 trainer L.T. Cook Jr. This early experience would shape his entire career. His character was formed by pivotal moments. Witnessing a fatal crash taught him flying's unforgiving nature, while his father's measure twice, cut once carpentry wisdom and his teacher mother's influence instilled precision and responsibility. By eighth grade, Sully recognized his perfectionist tendencies, traits that would prove vital later. His aviation prowess earned him admission to the Air Force Academy in 1969, where he excelled among 1,406 recruits, graduating as Outstanding Cadet in Airmanship in 1973. After completing his master's in industrial psychology at Purdue, he progressed through increasingly advanced aircraft, from the T-37 Trainer to the supersonic T-38 Talon and F-4 Phantom II fighter jet. A harrowing emergency landing in his F-4 over Nevada crystallized his safety philosophy. In so many areas of life, you need to be a long-term optimist, but a short-term realist. Entering commercial aviation during deregulation in 1980, Sullenberger witnessed its transformation from a golden age to an era of cost-cutting. Being away 18 days monthly meant missing half his daughter's childhoods. At 58, he faced retirement with reduced prospects, having lost 40% of his salary and most of his pension after post-9/11 industry struggles. Yet even as he packed his own meals instead of receiving airline food, flying still brought him joy. His commitment to aviation safety was unwavering. He studied accident reports extensively, analyzing cockpit voice recordings from crashed flights. In the early 1990s, his development of a Crew Resource Management CRM course became his proudest achievement before Flight 1549, improving cockpit communication and decision-making. Meeting Lori at an air traffic control celebration in 1986 changed his life. After facing infertility and unsuccessful treatments, they redefined their goal from pregnancy to family, leading them to adopt Kate in 1993 and Kelly in 1995. Their marriage balanced Lori's intuitive, creative optimism with Sullenberger's analytical methodology. Though his frequent absences and their different communication styles created challenges, they worked continuously to strengthen their relationship. 95 seconds after takeoff from LaGuardia on January 15, 2009, Sullenberger spotted Canada geese directly ahead at less than 3,000 feet. With the aircraft moving at 316 feet per second, impact was unavoidable. The large birds, with 6-foot wingspans weighing up to 18 pounds, created a scene reminiscent of Hitchcock's The Birds. The impact was catastrophic, unlike previous harmless bird strikes. Both engines suffered severe damage, producing violent vibrations and burning odors. Within seconds, there was a complete loss of thrust, leaving the cockpit eerily quiet except for the damaged engines rumbling. Sullenberger took control from First Officer Skiles, leveraging his greater A-3020 experience while Skiles managed emergency procedures. Fighting through adrenaline, Sullenberger focused on the pilot's essential mantra, aviate, navigate, communicate. Within a minute of impact, Sullenberger faced the most critical decision. whether they had enough altitude and speed to reach an airport. This required rapid, three-dimensional mental modeling while flying and communicating with air traffic control. After briefly considering LaGuardia and Teterboro Airport, he made his call. We're going to be in the Hudson. The water landing was remarkably controlled. The aircraft stayed intact with no fuel ignition, but water quickly flooded the rear. After a final walkthrough with water at waist level, Sullenberger grabbed the emergency locator transmitter and maintenance logbook before evacuating. NY Waterway ferries arrived swiftly, with the Thomas Jefferson reaching them in under 4 minutes. Sullenberger prioritized rescuing passengers from the wings who were most at risk of hypothermia. Ferry crews showed exceptional dedication, some even giving their own clothing to warm passengers. From the Athena ferry, Sullenberger watched the plane sink toward the Statue of Liberty. He called his wife Lori with a simple message, "I'm okay," later explaining, "We hit birds. We lost thrust in Oath engines. I ditched the airplane in the Hudson." Though cold and wet, Sullenberger remained focused on his duties, contacting U.S. Airways operations and ensuring all passengers were accounted for. At 7:40 p.m., 4 hours after landing, he received the news he'd been waiting for. All 155 people had survived. The Sullenbergers' lives transformed after Flight 1549, bringing invitations to prestigious events like the presidential inauguration and Super Bowl. Most meaningful was their reunion with passengers, who expressed heartfelt gratitude. "Thank you for not making me a widow," and "Now I get to have children." The experience deepened Sullenberger's appreciation for family time. Watching his daughter Kate drive to school triggered poignant memories, her confident first day of preschool, and Kelly's essay about being happiest when Daddy was home. These moments highlighted time's swift passage. 4 months later, Sullenberger recovered his cockpit belongings, including his Jeppesen manual, containing a prescient fortune cookie message from the 1980s, "A delay is better than a disaster," words that captured his profession's essence. The cockpit voice recorder showed just 208 seconds elapsed between bird strike and water landing. Though time seemed to slow in Sullenberger's memory, the recording revealed events unfolding at overwhelming speed. Yet through the chaos of warnings and radio calls, Sullenberger and skills maintained remarkable coordination. Before that January day, he was simply an anonymous U.S. Airways pilot, husband, and father. Now his entire 42-year career would be judged by a single flight. As one observer noted, "Your virtue arose from your choices at other times, choices that prepared you for when your engines failed." Sullenberger saw each passenger not as a stranger, but as someone's loved one, an extension of his own family. This deep sense of responsibility went far beyond the technical aspects of flying. Flight 1549's story transcends those 208 seconds above New York. It demonstrates how a lifetime of preparation enables critical decisions when moments matter most. We never know which day will demand extraordinary performance. The only way to be ready is to live each day with purpose and excellence, not for observers, but because everything might someday depend on who you've become when no one was looking.